This is Offhand with Stephen and Lydia.
I'm Stephen.
And I'm Lydia. Thanks for joining us, Puppet Podsters.
Yeah, Puppet Podsters.
How about that rain today, Stephen?
Oh my goodness.
It was really coming down for a while.
It was. It was so loud on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And the puddles were growing and growing and growing.
Yes, they were really deep.
They were.
I like to play in puddles, but you gotta be careful. They're getting really deep.
It was almost like swimming.
Not really, but...
Do you remember that time we went to that baseball game with your dad?
Oh, my goodness, yes, and it just rained the whole game.
It was so rainy,
and we got all soaked.
We were, and we had those... Remember when you bought the foam fingers, and they got all, like...
Yes.
Like, squishy.
Like
sponges.
And then we had that foam finger war, and then we'd hit each other, and we'd get wet because the water would spray out.
Do you remember the look on your dad's face when I missed you and got him on accident?
Yes.
And he didn't know it was coming.
And I just also remember him wearing that umbrella hat the whole day, too.
That was a cool hat.
It was weird.
And then afterwards, he took us to get ice cream because our...
Right.
Because our Cracker Jack had gotten soggy.
Yeah. Ugh. No one wants to eat soggy popcorn.
No. Gross.
Oh, man.
Oh, good memories.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun to hang out.
Yeah.
No matter what, we've done a lot of crazy things.
We have.
And sometimes some boring things.
That's true.
But it was fun because we were just hanging out.
Yeah, we were together. Best friends.
Puppet Podsters, we are going to do a What's It All About? And we are up to 1 Thessalonians.
I know. We're moving right along in the New Testament.
You know what's funny is that this book is kind of like what we were just doing. Paul starts this book to the Thessalonians by remembering the great time he spent with the church in Thessalonica and how they wonderfully accepted the gospel of Jesus Christ and then started growing spiritually right away.
Yeah, and Paul really wanted to spend more time with them and to help them grow further, but Satan was working against it, preventing Paul from going to see them.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Poor Paul.
He was sad.
Yeah, but he just couldn't stand not getting a really good picture of how things... He was just so curious how they were doing and what was going on there with the believers. And,
yeah, because you have to remember, there's no... phones.
Yeah.
He couldn't call them and be like, hey, how you doing, guys?
Yeah, no video chats.
And he couldn't even email them.
Oh, man. So letters were really slow, and Paul was just way too curious. He wanted an eyewitness account so much that he sent his good friend Timothy to see how the Thessalonians were doing in their walk with Jesus.
Oh, yes. I'm sending a friend of mine. Go check on him. And Timothy brought back great news that the Thessalonians were doing great.
Yeah, they were growing in their faith. And now... He wants to see him even more.
Yeah, Paul's like, oh.
So his plan backfired a little bit.
They're doing great. Oh, man. I just want to hug them and talk to them.
Hang out.
Yeah.
Want to spend time with them. Yeah, but since he couldn't go there, he sends some encouraging instructions to help them just keep growing even more.
And remember that God is actually using Paul. These are God's words to the Thessalonians.
Yeah.
Paul was just writing down the thoughts of God. And the instructions that he wanted them to know.
Then God has Paul send some really important encouragement. Because it seems that the believers of this church, they wanted to know what happened to believers who died before the return of Jesus. That Jesus promised. Well, Jesus is coming back. He promised that. But what happens to believers who die before that happens?
Yeah, maybe they thought, they're going to miss out.
Yeah. So God thought it was very important that Paul answer this question for them.
Yeah, and you will be surprised with what awesome encouragement that they received.
Are you going to read it for us?
Yes.
Right.
1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with those who are fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
Isn't that exciting, Puppet Popsters? Oh, man.
He's like, don't worry. They're not going to miss out. They're going to go first, and then we're all going to be together.
Jesus isn't going to leave them. They're going to go too. And then Paul goes on to point the readers to the everlasting hope and the reality that Jesus is coming back and all believers will spend forever with him.
So that's what the book or letter of 1 Thessalonians is all about. It's all about encouragement.
Yeah, just try to read it and not be encouraged. Just try, Puppet Pastor.
We dare ya.
Yeah, first he encourages them to remember good things that happened.
Past things. And yes, then just like we were doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he encourages them to grow in good things that are happening right now.
And to be encouraged and to look forward to good things that are going to happen in the future.
Oh, our verse of the day is 1 Thessalonians 5:11, Puppet Podsters. It says, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. I think that's a really, really cool piece of encouragement because sometimes when we read the Bible and you read it, and even if it's written as encouragement to do things, like make sure you do this, make sure you do that, make sure you do this, it doesn't always say as you are doing.
Yeah, so that's an encouragement right there. You're like, oh,
keep it up.
I am doing that. Yeah, I'm doing the thing that God loves.
I love getting those stickers on my papers at school that say,
yeah, good
keep
job.
Up the great work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to know you did a good job. Yeah, and it's just... it's fun to just, that encouragement to keep doing what
you're
doing.
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
So that's a good thing for us to think about too. Like, are we encouraging other Christians around us? Like, hey, I saw you do that thing for Jesus. That was awesome. Keep it up. Or hey, you're being really nice to people or, you know, whatever. We could just, that's really great the way you read your Bible every day or, you know, encourage each other to do the good things that God tells us to do.
Kind of like a spiritual cheerleader.
Yeah. Like we cheered the baseball game.
That's right.
Yeah, we go said, win that game.
Win, win, so we don't have to stay in the rain.
Well, there you go, Puppet Podsters. 1 Thessalonians.
Encouragement.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Go give it a read.
You don't have to encourage us to tell some jokes. We'll do that for you right now.
Rain or shine.
I love a good joke to give the funny bone a poke. Be it knock-knocks or riddles, regardless or kiddles. I love a good joke.
All right, Puppet Podsters and Steven.
Yes?
What did the carrots and potatoes say to the farmer?
I don't know. What'd they say?
They said, we're rooting for you.
That farmer was so encouraged.
I love a good joke. We'll laugh from here to Roanoke. Be it knock-knocks or riddles, for grown-ups or kiddles. I love a good joke.
All right. Was the first pirate, and what was the name of his ship?
The very first pirate?
Very first.
I don't think I know this.
Noah and his ark.
I should have known.
I love a good joke.
His ark. Bet you didn't know Noah was a pirate.
Oh, man, that's funny. I wonder how he could keep track of all those animals when he had eye patch covering. He didn't have two eyes to keep track of all those animals.
Maybe he was an unusual pirate.
Yeah, I guess they don't all have eye patches.
I know.
But that's what I think of.
Yeah.
Well, Papa Potsters, we hope that you were encouraged to read 1 Thessalonians.
Oh, see what you did there.
with our what's it all about. And if you can't read, then you can find someone to read to you.
Yeah.
Because they'll enjoy it too. Mm-hmm. And then you can both hear it.
Yes.
If you want to email us, I would encourage you to do that too. StephenLydiaSing@yahoo.com.
You will be encouraged to know that we'll write back to you.
We could do this all night, Puppet Podsters. But we won't. Check out our website, ghhinc.org. There's some fun stuff on there you can look at. And
also some encouraging videos. That's right. Uncle Chris, a piece of really good news. .com.
And some adventures with Stephen and Lydia. You can watch too.
Yeah.
They're not maybe as encouraging, but they're definitely fun.
Yep.
So yes, there you go. This has been Offhand with Stephen and Lydia,
a production of God's Helping Hands.